Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice, putting it together piece by piece at Newton Library's first jigsaw puzzle race, by Julie M. Cohen. It took just 43 minutes for a team called Piecing It Together to win the Newton Free Library's very first jigsaw puzzle race. The event, held on April 9th, brought five teams together in Drucker Auditorium to compete in assembling the same 500-piece landscape puzzles, all donated by Ravensburger, with a two-hour time limit on the clock. The teams, sporting clever names like Inner Peace, Triple Threat, and Give Peace a Chance, battled good-naturedly to finish first. Winning team member Mariana Oval summed up the spirit of the event, saying, quote, "I'm obsessed. It's fun. We like the competition part of it. Teams used different strategies. Some members gave each other advice and helped search for matching pieces, while others rotated seats around the table, tackling different sections when they got stuck. By the 22-minute mark, most teams had completed their edges and made solid progress on the interior. But the trickiest part, the blue and white speckled background mountains, proved to be the real challenge. By 41 minutes, the top two teams were neck and neck, separated by just a few empty patches, before Piecing It Together pulled ahead for the win. The victors gratefully accepted gift certificates from Newtonville Books. Helen Lee, supervisor of adult services at the library, said they organized the race because puzzle competitions have become more popular in recent years and are a fun way for families and friends to gather for a communal activity. Some of the Newton participants had even visited other libraries and entered their contests to keep their solving skills sharp. Lee said the library hopes to offer the event again for participants 16 and older, and also recommended checking out puzzles from the library's Library of Things or attending the annual puzzle swap. For the full article and more details, visit figcitynews.com. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening.